Good evening. Welcome, everybody. Adequate notice of this meeting of the Lawrence Township Planning Board has been provided by filing the annual meeting schedule with the municipal clerk as required by law, and by filing this agenda and notice with the municipal clerk, posting prominently in the municipal building, and mailing to the Trenton Times and Trentonian newspapers. Can we have a opening, a roll call?
Sure. Mr. Nowitzki.
Here.
Mayor Bobbitt.
Here.
Councilman Kanacki.
Here.
Ms. Connolly.
Here.
Mr. Denver.
Here.
Mr. DeShulo has an excused absence. Mr. Duran.
Here.
Mr. Leggett has an excused absence. Ms. Lovelace.
Here.
And Mr. Cipio.
Here.
Great. We have oath of office we have to do for Mr. Nowitzki.
Madam Chair, I'll ask Mr.
Enter Keith and then together.
Kevin, stand up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay. Raise your right hand if you would repeat after me. I, please state your name.
I, Kevin Nowitzki.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And of the State of New Jersey.
And the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established.
And to the government established.
In the United States.
In the United States.
And in this state.
In this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
That I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly.
And justly.
Perform all the duties.
Perform all the duties.
Of a member of the Lawrence Township Planning Board.
Member of the Lawrence Township Planning Board.
According to the best of your ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Congratulations. We have several minutes for approval. We'll have to go by those one by one.
I think so, yes.
So, can I have a motion to approve the minutes from October 6th?
Of course, a motion.
A second, please. Roll call.
Wait, I'm sorry, who seconded?
I second.
Phil? Okay. Okay. Mr. Nowitzki?
Yes.
Ms. Connolly?
Yes.
Mr. Duran?
Yes.
Ms. Lovelace?
Yes.
And Mr. Cipio?
Yes.
All right, next, November 17, 2025. Can I have a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll move.
And a second. 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 Thank you. Okay, roll call.
Ms. Connolly?
Yes.
Mr. Denver?
Yes.
And Ms. Lovelace?
Yes.
Next is December 1st, 2025. Can I have a motion to approve the minutes, please?
So moved. I'll second.
Thank you. Roll call when you get a chance.
Okay. Mr. Nowitzki?
Yes.
Ms. Connolly?
Yes.
Mr. Denver?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Duran?
Yes.
Ms. Lovelace?
Yes.
And Mr. Cipio?
Yes.
Okay, we have a motion to approve December 1st, 2025 closed session minutes. Can I have a motion to approve?
So moved. I'll second.
Roll call.
Okay, Mr. Nowitzki?
Yes.
Ms. Connolly?
Yes.
Mr. Denver?
Yes.
Mr. Duran?
Yes.
Ms. Lovelace?
Yes.
And Mr. Cipio?
Yes.
Okay, one more. February 2nd, 2026. Minutes for approval. Motion to approve, please.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Okay, Mayor Bobbitt?
Yes.
Councilman Kanacki?
Yes.
Ms. Connolly?
Yes.
Mr. Denver?
Yes.
Mr. Duran?
Yes.
And Ms. Lovelace?
Yes.
Thank you. Sorry, I think I switched things in the agenda too for tonight. So we're going to, next we'll do public participation, and this is for items that are not on the agenda. So this is for any comments not related to the application on the agenda or the public hearing on the agenda. If anybody has any comments, raise your hand, come up. All right, we're going to move on to, we have no resolutions tonight. We're going to move on to applications. This is minor site plan with variances, application SP6/25, Meridian Furniture from, the address is 300 to 356 Enterprise Avenue. It's block 602, lots 1 and 2.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the board, Dino Spadaccini on behalf of the applicant Meridian Furniture, Inc. I just want to make sure that jurisdiction is in order, Mr. Schmier.
It is, Madam Chair. Proof of notice, proof of publication are in order. The board has jurisdiction this evening.
And I just want to go through the memos briefly to make sure, and we'll discuss them as I move forward. I believe there's an engineering memo dated March 5th, a planning memo dated March 6th, shade tree memo dated March 6th, health dated January 8th, and Environmental and Green Commission dated 3/6. And I think that's all I have, so hopefully that does do it. So this is an interesting...
Could you just make sure your mic is on?
It may not be. Blue light on?
Yeah, on.
Red light on.
There you go. Testing better? There you go. Thank you. Sorry about that. I've been accused of a lot of things, being quiet is not one of them, though, so, but in any event. So it's an interesting application that we have here this evening before you. Only a small component of it is in Lawrence Township. We are here seeking minor subdivision and site plan approval of bulk variance relief for the redevelopment of a 221,900 square foot warehouse with office component, owner-occupied, which is kind of unheard of these days for an owner-occupied situation. The interesting thing about this is the entire site sits on 12 acres, but only about 0.46 acres involves Lawrence Township. Nonetheless, as you know, we still have to come and seek your approval in connection with this application this evening. So we'll go through our exhibits. We have our engineer here if you have any questions. And we're going to try and go through this, but I think I'm going to be able to cover most of it. Again, whatever questions the board will have after I'm through, we're happy to answer. And this is our engineer that we can swear in later, but he's doing double duty as exhibit clerk this evening as well. We let the younger guy do that. So this site is also on block 23102, lots 1, 2, and 9, and 23203. Lot 1 in Trenton. It was approved on January 22nd of this year. Resolution is going to be adopted March 26th. By way of history, it's a contaminated site, or at least a portion of it is contaminated. It has its first redevelopment plan as of 2002. It was amended in 2005. It was further amended in 2009. And then it was put out for a request for proposal in August of 2025. My clients were the only bidder that responded to the RFP, and we've been working with the city of Trenton to finalize the redevelopment plan, which was done in August of 2025. We deem it to be a great project. Like I said, I wish more of it could be in Lawrence, but the majority of it is a trend. So we're just going to go through the exhibit so you can get a sense of what's happening here. So the first exhibit, which I forwarded, is exhibit entitled Existing Conditions Aerial Exhibit, prepared by Redcom Design, dated January 22, 2026. It was one sheet. As you can see, on the upper right-hand portion of that exhibit, you will see the City of Trenton Lawrence Township property line. And that line, I'm going to speak really loud now, you can see the blue line that comes all the way down through the property, and those two pieces to the right are in Lawrence Township. And they're being subdivided, and they are owned by the City of Trenton, just so you know, which is kind of odd as well. They're owned by the City of Trenton, so you're aware of that. The subdivision has to do with the Greenway path and the fact that the private property owner is not allowed to own that, so the City of Trenton will continue to own that. So that's the reason for the subdivision here. So that's the aerial exhibit. The applicant also, if you go to the left of your screen, which you cannot see, also owns two other buildings there and is looking to make this somewhat of a corporate campus for themselves. They're Meridian Furniture, they're the middlemen. They buy and sell furniture. Things come in a container, they go out in the same container. There's no recycling, there's none of that. So they own two other buildings there, and it will be part of a larger overall campus for them. We'll go on to the next one. These are simply photos of the site as it exists now, the front of the site. And this is photo exhibit entitled 310 Enterprise Avenue, dated January 19, 2026. And again, prepared by Redco. Any questions about that for those of you who didn't get a chance to go by the site?
Dino, is this going to be like a warehouse with the furniture?
Yes, okay. And we have renderings and the like that we'll get to if the money shots last. But yes, it'll be a warehouse and an office.
Is the reason that Trenton owns them right now is because of the walk the creek greenway there?
Trenton owns the Lawrence parcels or the...
The Lawrence parcels, right.
I'm not sure how that came to be perfectly honest with you, from a historical perspective. Trenton will sell everything to my client, but for the new Greenway subdivision line, so that will remain with Trenton. Yeah, I'm not sure how that came to be perfectly honest with you.
I just thought maybe it was because of the Greenway that's there.
No, because the Greenway is very small compared to the balance of the site. So these are another photo exhibit of the existing trail. You can see it is not exactly in the best shape. Our client is committed as part of their Trenton site plan approval and part of the DEP approval, is required to make improvements to it. New benches, landscaping, ornamental fence, a tough retaining wall that will be there, so it'll look much better after we are done with our development. This is a safe word.
Yes.
This is A4 proposed conditions. So it's basically a rendering, and as you can see, you see the warehouse in the middle. Maybe we can blow this up a little bit.
I think so.
And you will see parking on both ends of the building. There you go. And you can also see the new subdivision line. Not yet, you can't. Give it a second. And you can see that's right, the new subdivision line. If you start at the Lawrence side of it, it's the line closest to the building that comes up and around and down. And you can also see the path on the portion that Trenton will continue to own. And the path is being reoriented to a certain degree as well. And again, we've been going through that with the DEP, and it's actually gone pretty well. A5 is next, which is our actual site plan rendering. And again, you can see the parking spaces on both ends. You have loading areas. You have regular parking. You also have an additional 40 parking spaces along the street. And I know it's street parking, doesn't really count, but there's not really any competition for street parking there. And the interesting thing about the applicant is that they do employ a ton of folks locally. Their employees bike, bus, Uber, carpool. So and at the end of the day, they will probably be one of the top three private employers in the city. And when I say that, obviously, government doesn't count, but I don't count the hospitals either, because that, although it's public, but private, it's really not private, it's a huge entity. So that'll be the building. Next is A6, which is the subdivision. And again, we've colored the subdivision portion, which will be still owned by the city of Trenton at the end of the day. So you can see it really sets forth the subdivision line there as well. money shots now, A7, the renderings.
So this is from Enterprise Avenue, and this is the Trenton side of the building. We're facing the building from Enterprise Avenue. You know, it's a typical warehouse building, has some office space in it there, and now we can go to the Warren side, and that's going to be from the Warren side. And that is all we have to show you with regard to the professional reports. We took no issue with the reports other than the shade tree report, which seemed to indicate that we were removing the path. It was very confusing, so we do take exception to that. We took no other issue with the reports, but just to clarify on the Environmental and Green Commission report, they were correct about an inconsistency between the recreational and open space inventory and the mapping issue, and we've been working with DEP, so that will sync up when this is all finally said and done. So we're aware of that issue, and that's being addressed as we move forward. But we took no other issue with the reports. One other thing, if I may, we're not bringing a planner tonight. We understand that there are bulk variances associated with this. I know Beth doesn't want to hear me sort of kind of testify as a planner, but I will. I think you can justify this as a C1 or a C2. It's, you know, due to nature, shape, topography of the lot, we can't really do anything with that lot in light of the fact that it's owned by the city of Trenton. If we could consolidate it, or the fact that it's in two different municipalities. If we could consolidate it, we wouldn't need bulk variances, but we need bulk variances because we're in two different municipalities. And I certainly don't think it's going to rise to the level of substantial detriment to either the zone plan, because this is an industrial zone, or to the surrounding area. So that's my best planning testimony.
Has it gone to the Trenton?
It was. The 22nd, it was approved in January. Our resolution is going to be adopted on the 26th of this month.
Did they talk anything about, does the Environmental and Green Advisory Committee talk a little bit about some different types of species, plants, and things like that?
Yeah, we don't have an issue with that. We're more than happy to try and accommodate that as best as we can. We'll certainly go over with your professionals if there are any issues, but we'll certainly do the best we can with that, which is, you know, standard comment.
And can you just clarify, the trail is going to be it's going to be repaved, so it's not going to be removed?
It's going to be repaved, but also re-landscaped. It's going to be cleaned up. It's going to be, how long it stays like that, because we're not responsible for it after the fact, but it will look much better than it does now.
That was one of the questions, I think.
It's definitely not being removed.
Trenton will be maintaining.
Correct.
And will they be maintaining the portion on the Warren side as well?
They own that property, okay. So it's theirs. It's theirs to maintain. Yeah.
I didn't know if they called you, Jim.
Yeah.
Not yet.
All right. Any questions, I guess?
The acreage of the greenway appears to be changing.
Not necessarily, because we have to maintain, and that's the inconsistency that came up in the environmental report, that there's an inconsistency in the inventory and how we mapped it. Those have to match up. So that's what we've been working with DEP, with the recreational and open space inventory person, to make sure that they're consistent. That's right.
And I did notice it seems that there's some new, it looks like subsurface piping from the storm outlet, and then maybe a new fire hydrant. Those seem to be happening also in the greenway. So that would also mean
back to the,
a potential diversion there.
Okay, so we're going to swear in Will.
You can remain seated. Swear the testimony you're about to give is true.
Yes.
Thank you. If you introduce yourself, spell your last name for our record.
Sure. My name's Will Haddock. Last name is H-A-D-U-C-H. Graduated from the College of New Jersey in 2012 with a Bachelor of Science, Civil Engineering, and I've been a licensed professional engineer since 2021. And I've testified before.
Sufficient. Out of chair.
Yeah, how many boards you testified before?
3,000.
I've testified before in New Jersey. That's this will be my second time. So.
He was in the city of Trenton like 2 months ago, and he did a great job.
Yes, he was accepted.
So I think the question was about a fire hydrant being moved. So yes, that would be located. Just go ahead and kind of zoom in on the area. So that's going to be just south of this detention basin here. It would be located near the fence area here where there's a retaining wall. So yeah, we have to move it just to the other side of the wall.
On the inside or the outside?
Yeah, it would actually just be, right now it's currently designed to be in this little pocket between the path and the wall here. And so it would be on the greenway side. And that's actually how it is now, currently. But it just has to be relocated. I think it might be about 20 feet.
And the that dogleg pipe also coming out of the basin on the Lawrence side. I don't think you can see it on that one.
On the Lawrence?
On the overall grading and drainage plan. Just so you, it wasn't a pre-existing pipe, so you may have a diversion issue there also in the greenway. So I just, in terms of the condition that the it's resolved before we approve a subdivision or shovel in the ground?
I'm not sure what the condition is. I'm sure we can accommodate it, but I'm not exactly sure what it is you're asking.
Oh, it's for the greenway. Because it's restricted, it's encumbered parkland, and so you can't add another pipe in there.
Just so you know, as a condition of approval, I mean, we're happy to comply with that, but we still have to complete this with DEP before we... So, yeah, they're looking at it as well, so I don't want you to think that we're just doing it in a rogue fashion by any stretch. So, understood. So once we have their approval and sign off, I'm sure that'll be sufficient for the
township. Yeah, I think that'll be conditioned anyway, right? Because they'll need to get DEP approval.
Right, so ours, their approval will be subject to DEP approval.
Right.
So if a diversion is required, then it's
a process for these types of things.
Right.
So we currently
have... Yeah, and there's grading in there also, and that's not an allowed.
So we currently have our flood hazard approval. We don't have our greenway approval from DEP. That's what we're still working through. So... Again, I'm assuming that the approval from the DEP on the greenway component of it will satisfy that condition. Is that a fair statement or?
Yes.
Okay.
Another question is the location of the stormwater basin, why you chose that location?
There's four basins overall. I'm assuming the ones at Plan East are the ones that you're more interested in. We've got the ones all the way over here in Trenton. But yeah, so in short, the smaller basin at Plan North is more meant for water quality. That's to filter the water from the loading dock area, and then it'll flow into this much larger basin at Plan Southeast, and that's more meant to store the water in terms of water quantity. And yeah, so it was, I think the location was mostly just around where the usage was needed for the loading dock area. So this was the space that was left over. So I think it's, looks like seven, maybe eight spaces here at Plan East, and these are the trailer parking spaces, and as you can see, it's really only part, it's, there's no full trailer park spaces, trailer parking spaces in the city of Trenton. It's just this area here.
So the Township of Lawrence, right?
Oh, that's right, Township of Lawrence, yeah.
I'm wondering how the basin will perform if the S and Pink rises above the outlet elevation.
It's going to be in full compliance with all stormwater regulations.
So the outlet will be protected from backflow.
It's designed in connection with all state stormwater regulations. So, I mean, we can, you know, we submit a stormwater report, and like, so it'll comply.
And Trenton approved that, right?
Yes, correct.
Actually, be approved by Trenton and also by DEP. So they're really going to have jurisdiction over the design of the basin.
And you had talked about in the green commentary, the advisory group's commentary, about the O&M manual, about the, just because of the location in the floodplain, and you were agreeable to adding those into the operations and maintenance?
In terms of filing an operations and maintenance manual?
Yeah.
It's required.
Right, but some of it's boilerplate, and it doesn't have, just because it's in the floodplain here, some of it's additional, because it's not going through the municipal system, right? It's just going into the SPP.
We will comply with all state and local regulations as far as stormwater goes, is what we will do.
Also, can we make sure that the maintenance agreement, the basin parcel protection, drainage easement, that they're legally tied together, because we wouldn't want an orphan basin, or if the hydrology changes on the
stormwater maintenance manual will cover all stormwater on all parcels. So it's not, it doesn't matter that it's in parcel A, B, C, or D. The stormwater maintenance manual will cover the entire site. That's why, as I opened up, it's kind of unfortunate that you have this imaginary line, because the site's still going to work as one.
Yeah, the imaginary line
That's what I think maybe throwing, you know, a little bit, but it's...
I'm just making sure it's deed noticed.
It has to be. The stormwater maintenance manual has to encumber the entire site development.
Okay.
Not just the Trent part, not just the Lawrence part.
And the last thing
I'll Go ahead, feel free. I've been doing pretty well. I haven't had to get them involved in answering questions, so.
It was, I know, Jim, in your report you were deferring to Trenton on the, I just want to make sure that Lawrence could request maintenance forms and review the manual.
That's up to you. We have to file them annually, regardless, pursuant to the DEP requirements. We have to do inspect and maintain and do all that and submit them. So sure, happy to give you a copy.
Yeah, I mean, we'll review that, but I think we want to defer long-term inspections to Trent.
Just making sure Lawrence can have access.
Right.
Just a quick question. You had mentioned that the site was contaminated, and I'm wondering what the status of the remediation is, particularly with respect to the portion in Lawrence.
So other than historical fill, there's really none in the Lawrence portion. The contamination's on the far side where the parking lot's going on the Trenton side, and there seems to be a hot spot right there. Trenton had a grant that may have expired, so they have to put it back out, and the cleanup is in the $500,000 to 750 range, and I know that sounds like a lot of money and it's going to be a ton of work, but after you get through the soft costs of it and the paperwork component of it, it's supposedly only a 2-week cleanup in and of itself. So I thought it was much worse than it was when I was initially advised of it, but the work itself will only be approximately 2 weeks to complete the contamination.
And there's no contamination that you know of in the Lawrence
Township? I don't think so, other than typical historical fill, which in that area and most of the city of Trenton, and I know that component's on the, that portion's on the Lawrence border, but you know, it's an industrial area, old area. I'm sure you could find historical fill anywhere.
Thank you.
Non-regulated historical fill, as I say that.
Sorry, I have one more.
Yep.
About the lighting, I know Beth mentioned it in the planner's report also, but the Green Advisory Committee also provided different models, but the same series that meets those, the Dark Skies International compliant lighting fixtures.
We're gonna comply.
Cool.
There you go. I didn't want to give you my stock answer, and we'll comply with whatever your ordinance says, so it's all good.
Questions from professionals? We're good? Okay, at this time we'll take questions or comments from the public. If anybody wants to step up and ask any questions, are you're done with your witnesses?
We are done.
Okay. Please come up. Come on up. Do you know, maybe
yeah, I'll move.
There.
Yeah.
The gentleman's there. Just state your name and address for the record, please.
James Ellington, 3361 Oxford Road.
And just Mr. Schmier, if it's questions, it's okay, but if it's testimony, then yes.
Jim, do you want to testify or you just want to ask a question?
I have a few questions, actually.
Okay.
Do I get to ask more than one question?
Yes.
No, sure.
Sure.
James.
And did you say your address?
Allen. Okay. So this building, height-wise, how tall is it?
It's 50 feet tall.
50 feet?
That's right.
Wow. Okay. And how many employees are needed to maintain it?
There's approximately going to be 40 to 50 employees.
Okay.
But they work there. It's not necessarily just maintaining the building. I mean, it's totally an active site.
Okay, so what is actually being stored there?
Furniture.
They're
wholesalers of furniture, so they buy furniture, bring it in, and it goes back out when orders are placed.
Okay, that's good to know. Okay, so my other question is, the electricity, sewer, water, how is that gonna impact that area as far as what's needed?
We
have 40 employees, right?
Yeah. So, we've gotten will serve letters from the from the various utilities, and so the capacity is there.
Okay. And I don't know if you have an answer for this, but will that impact as far as what's needed, as far as electricity, sewer, water, all that stuff, impact the area in that area?
We don't believe so. Again, what the will serve letters mean is that the various utilities have said they have sufficient capacity for us to tap in to their systems. So I would think that means it will not impact anything, or else they wouldn't have the ability. So I guess the easiest example is if there's a sewer moratorium because there's not enough capacity, that's cut and dry. You either have capacity or you don't. But everyone's given us a will serve letter that says they do have capacity. So that's from PFC&G, that's from Trent Water Works. I think we're also over there, or William Martin Sewers Authority. But in any event, we have all the will serve letters we will obtain.
So that's based basically on what you propose as far as employees, et cetera, and what needs to be stored there. Okay. So you mentioned contamination that had to be dealt with. What kind of contamination?
I have to be honest, off the top of my head, I don't recall what it was. There was one spot there, so I don't know.
Yeah, it was all lead. It was lead.
Lead?
Yeah.
Okay. And how was that remediated?
So under the jurisdiction of an LSRP, the site is being remediated, particularly at Plan West, mostly through capping. So they put a layer of either clay or sometimes asphalt is sufficient so that none of the contaminants can migrate from the site. And so it's a way of controlling any potential creep of the migration, of the contaminants.
And that will come with a deed restriction, so you can have residential housing there, you can have daycare there. It'll be in the deed notice.
Oh, and the other thing is what was the size of the contamination in the site that you had?
I'm not sure in terms of like square footage. I'm not sure.
No?
Yeah.
Well, how did they know it was contaminated?
Just through various...
There was probably a phase one done at some point in time years ago that revealed that there was contamination with some typical soil borings, and then you just continue until you find out exactly what's there. So you start with typical, you walk the site, you do a phase one, you see if there are any pipes sticking up out of the ground, if there's anything in the DEP database, and then you just kind of move on from there until you narrow it down.
So if we don't know what the size was, how are you going to get them all of it?
Let me answer that. Yeah. We know what the size is. We just don't know what it is to advise you of it tonight. That is, again, DEP jurisdiction, Department of Environmental Protection. So we will have to answer that in terms of remediating the site and getting a blessing at the end of the day.
Okay. That's all I have to ask.
It's lot 9.
Okay.
Yep. So I'm not sure what the square footage is about, but it would be this lot.
So that's where they have it.
Yep, that's right.
It's in the parking area.
Right. Yeah,
that's right.
To the left.
Okay.
Good. Thank you.
Good.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Anybody else in the public? Any questions or comments? I think we can do a motion. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
And Mr. Schmier is going to include the whatever conditions we talked about tonight.
Yeah, they basically accepted all of the professional recommendations, so we'll incorporate that.
Okay. Mr. Nowinski?
Yes.
Mayor Bobbitt?
Yes.
Councilman Kornacki?
Yes.
Ms. Connolly?
Yes.
Mr. Denver?
Yes.
Mr. Duran?
Yes.
Ms. Loveless?
Yes.
And Mr. Scipio?
Yes. Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the board. Appreciate your time.
Good. Thanks.
Hearing for a master plan. This is amendment to the 2025 Fourth Ground Housing Plan. It's an element of our housing. It's a part of our master plan. It's the housing element in the third tier plan. I think our planner, Ben McMahon, is going to present the amendment.
I am. I'm going to put a couple maps. I'm going to put a couple maps up on the screen in just 1 second.